we have made enormous progress with access to NTD treatments, providing treatments to people who need it, either large-scale preventive treatment or treatment of their diseases, their clinical disease. Our next call is to do more fundamental prevention through vector control, veterinary public health, because a number of the neglected tropical diseases are of zoonotic origin, and then the overruling access to water and sanitation. And that will solve a lot of the problems. That is why we don't have them in our Western countries in the first place.
And how about the rising urbanisation? You say that many of the vectors are in a rural environment. So how is growing urbanisation going to affect the evolution of neglected tropical diseases?
I believe that the next phase of neglected tropical diseases may be peri-urban, because traditionally it was rural diseases of poor rural people. But with the drive towards urbanization and not always coordinated urbanization, where sanitation is far from ideal, that may be so the neglected tropical diseases may come to those areas as well. And Aedes-borne diseases are a good example, the mosquito Aedes, so the mosquitoes that transmit dengue, chikungunya, Zika are a good example of that.
Okay, and you talk about Zika. How much has that played a part in the new global approach to coordinating, tackling these kind of diseases?
Zika has contributed a lot to awareness that we needed to do more than just outbreak response. That has been a fact. And we've been insisting a lot on that we need to step up basic vector control, because Zika will surely not be the last in that series of diseases transmitted by those mosquitoes.
And last question to you. It is poorer countries where neglected tropical diseases seem to hit most, but some poorer countries do seem to be doing very well. What's stopping the approach to tackling NTDs?
Well, that I can't say. I think it's equity in development, right? I mean, a country that gets wealthier, that doesn't mean that its entire population gets wealthier. And that's the whole sense of this phrase in the SDG framework, leaving no one behind.
Sustainable development goals.
Sustainable development goals, yes, and leaving nobody behind, and especially not the poorest sections of the populations.
Dr. Engels, many thanks.
Thank you.